I want to go after what I want to do and not let stuttering stand in the way. And I need role models. I need to hear from people who followed these drives that they had, these interests, these unique interests that we all have, the ones that take you on like maybe a winding path, but let you fulfill that unique potential. I don't want to hear from Joe Biden about how he stopped stuttering or how he fixed it. I want to hear from people who decided that what they would do in the world was more important than how they would speak.
Looking for stuttering role models and fulfilling our potential with Roisin McManus today on Stutter Talk.
Hi everyone, welcome to Stutter Talk. This is actually a special segment that we're having. It's called The Soapbox. I'm Roisin. I'm one of the regular B-Team co-hosts. And I'm recording this because there's basically something on my mind recently that I kind of just want to rant about. And it's not so much of a conversation or an argument as much as just getting an idea off of my chest. So welcome to the soapbox. When I was 13, 14, 15, I had these very, what at the time felt like really important ideas in my head about things I was interested in. I was picking up my parents' books around the house about, you know, the environmental disaster on the coast of Maine, South African history, failing schools in Boston. And then when I got older, I started buying my own books about, you know, American politics, healthcare policy, the history of the civil rights movement, and just thinking a lot about, you know, society and the world and these questions that society was kind of asking of humans to, you know, figure out. And I kind of dreamed about growing up and engaging in all of these really important conversations. You know, maybe it would be in law school or working in politics or working in social policy. But I knew that I wanted to be a part of an important conversation. And I had a lot of my own ideas about different things. But when the time came to kind of make decisions about where I was going to go to school, what I was going to go to school for, and choosing an actual direction, the thought of having to put myself out there and speak on my original thoughts, like in, you know, say, for example, in a small class at a really good university, and I was taking a class on, like, economics or environmental policy. The thought of having to raise my hand and give an original idea terrified me. Not because I didn't have those ideas, but because that there'd be people sitting around me in class listening to me and expecting to debate with me or analyze what I was saying or respond. And instead they would be shocked and perhaps humored or, you know, have pity because they would hear me struggle when I was trying to speak. And at that point in my life, I didn't have any way of, at the time, I didn't know how to openly talk about stuttering, how to explain to other people what it was. So for me, it was just this terrifying prospect. So I decided, and so I started looking for safe spots, you know, safe directions to go into, because the world to me seemed so dangerous and like there was, you know, potential for humiliation and pain almost like in every situation. Because of my stuttering and more importantly, my fear of my stuttering. So if I wasn't going to study politics, then I would study social work. You know, I figured the social work field is friendly, filled with nice people. I could really make it there for myself. So as I went into social work. And then when I was 19 and in college, I started reading a lot about healthcare policy and about food in this country and where our food comes from and why we eat certain foods that we eat and how they're affecting people's health. So instead of, and I thought to myself, well, if I'm not going to study healthcare law, because I can't, you know, I can't go to law school. I can't be in these classes and, you know, compete with these people who are fluent. And then I would study nursing. Again, nursing is safer at the time. To me, it was safer. I wouldn't be like the authority. People wouldn't be disappointed and disturbed if I struggled to speak in an important situation. So I went into nursing. Of course, nursing is not a safe field for someone who stutters, but I realized that quickly. I have to talk all day to so many different people, so many different situations, you know, high pressure situations, emotional situations, situations where people really have to trust me. And I'm doing a good job, and I love my job. My stuttering is not important there. It doesn't interfere with my job. Only because I don't let it, and I'm good at being a nurse. But now I'm 24, and I don't want to be a bedside nurse for the rest of my life. The interest that I had in like this bigger picture, this, you know, healthcare policy and like where we're going as a country and where we're going economically, are still there in my head, and they're only deeper and more urgent now. So I like kind of at a crossroads where I'm like, am I going to do what I am passionate about and do the decisions that I'm making in my everyday life and the things that I do every day reflect the conversations going on in my head? Like, does what I do reflect what I think is important? And I'm not sure. So I think I'm looking for a new direction. But I'm looking for role models, and I'm looking for people who stutter, doing what they want to do, you know, in leadership positions, in powerful positions, and they're confidently advancing their interests and doing it while they stutter. Getting involved in the stuttering community, I met a lot of people that are confident and successful, and they stutter. Most of them are speech language pathologists or researchers in the field of stuttering, and they are they're impressive, they're successful, they're leaders, and in my opinion, they're changing the world because they're changing the way therapists, parents, people who stutter, kids will deal with their stuttering. And it's going to make it so much better for them, for these kids, to have people who stutter in these positions helping them. And I'm so grateful to them for devoting their careers to us, or to me, to people who stutter. So I have role models who stutter, but most of them work in the field of stuttering. And when I went to my first NSA conference and met all these young people who stuttered, I was blown away by the number of young people who are going to study speech pathology, either in school or just graduated. And the majority still, to this day, the majority of my good friends who stutter are in this field. And most of them, all of them, are like amazing, either amazing therapists or going to be amazing therapists and brilliant researchers in this field. But I only have a couple of good friends who stutter who are doing work, public, you know, vocal work in fields that are not about stuttering. And I recently talked to a young guy in his teens who's applying to college and considering what he wants to do. And he told me, I'm going to school for speech pathology. When I asked him why, he had a lot of good reasons. You know, I'm passionate about helping people who stutter. I understand stuttering. If I had grown up with a therapist who stuttered, I'd be better off. All these reasons that are true. And after talking for a while, he's kind of started talking about what he loved. It was film, making movies, producing, being in charge and being in charge of his own creative energy and doing something with it. And that, I could see his face lit up. That was his passion. I asked him why he felt he needed to choose speech now at like 18 instead of trying all this other stuff, film, you know, all these things he was saying. And he said, I see so many smart and successful people who stutter working as therapists and they're good at what they do and they're not scared. There's not as much fear. And I know that I will be a good therapist. And he followed that with, I don't know that I would be a good producer or director or that people in this field would understand that I stuttered. So speech pathology is the best field for me to go into. And like, I guess my point is that as people who stutter, there's a lot to fear, especially when you're growing up and when you're trying to hide your stuttering, there's a lot to fear. You know, certain environments, certain situations, certain jobs are very unpredictable and hold a lot of possibility for humiliation and for pain. I feel like when you're afraid, you look for safety. That's just like a human instinct. And I think it's really important for all of us to be honest about ourselves, our passions, and why we're doing what we're doing. And what needs to happen is that people who stutter need to do what they want to do and fulfill their potential, whatever that may be. It very well may be that their like utmost potential and what they're kind of meant to do and what they want to do is become a speech therapist. And I know people like that. And it's amazing to watch them do that. But I also know people who like, I feel like they have deeper interest and they feel like maybe becoming a therapist or working in a field where there's not that much speaking, like, you know, working in just a field where they don't have to speak very much is like the best thing for them to do because it's the safest. And going back to that teenager I was talking with, I would love nothing more than for him to become a great speech therapist and provide my children, who will probably stutter, with good stuttering therapy. But I would love something more, I guess. I will take that back. I would love more to see him move towards, in his life, what is not necessarily safe, but what is exhilarating and challenging and scary, but what interests him. Move towards that. And I do this soapbox because it's been on my mind it's mostly about me right now, my personal thing. Like, I want to go after what I want to do and not let stuttering stand in the way. And I need role models. I need to hear from people who followed these drives that they had, these interests, these unique interests that we all have, the ones that take you on like maybe a winding path, but let you fulfill that unique potential. I don't want to hear from Joe Biden about how he stops stuttering or how he fixed it so he could succeed. I want to hear from people who decided that what they would do in the world was more important than how they would speak. And that you need to be smart and tough and aware that pursuing what you want to pursue, especially if it's in a field where you have to speak a lot, is not easy or painless, but it's not impossible and it's worth it because the world is confusing and challenging and difficult and it's beautiful, but it's our world too. Like people who stutter have a major difference. We speak differently. We struggle differently. We have different fears than other people. But that doesn't mean that the hospitals and the courthouses and the state houses and the classrooms and the theater and the stage and the television doesn't belong to us. Because they do. They belong to us just as much as they belong to everyone else in the world. And we need to be there. We need to engage in that part of the world that's scary to us too. Because other people aren't keeping us out of those places. They're not closing the doors in our faces. It's like the places where we would have to be vocal and assertive and powerful. But maybe I'll speak for myself. I don't want to speak for anybody else, but maybe I'm not opening those doors or knocking on those doors because I'm looking for safety instead. And I don't want to do that anymore. And I don't want anyone to do that anymore. So I'm going to try to find people to come on the show and speak with me. I'm going to do a couple of shows to just by myself on this, to come on the show and speak with me about people who are successful and, you know, in powerful positions and doing what they want and tell me why they did it and how, because I need to hear about it. And I think a lot of people do. I think kids do and teens do and people in college do. So if you're listening and you feel like, you know, you would be great. People need to hear your story. Then email me, or not me, but email us, the show, at stuttertalk@stuttertalk.com, or right on our Facebook wall. Or if you know somebody. I think that's it for my soapbox. Yeah, I think that's it. And if you have any comments, questions, responses, please hit the Facebook wall with them. And I will try to bring a couple of interesting shows in the next couple of weeks and months. Bye, everyone.